This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Wyffels Hybrids. I'm Mark Magnuson. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is pushing back against the U.S. panel that makes recommendations to USDA and HHS on dietary guidelines. NCBA says that Americans should not be encouraged to eat less beef and instead turn to vegetables for a protein source. NCBA Nutrition Science Director Dr. Shailene McNeil says that there is no substitute for the quality of protein in beef. We will have more with Dr. McNeil next.
At Wyffels Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road and time is money, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more underdog, a little more David than Goliath, because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wyffels Hybrids. Plant your independence.
NCBA Nutrition Science Director Dr. Shailene McNeil says that there is no substitute for the quality of protein in beef.
We absolutely know that beans, peas, and lentils are no substitute for beef. We're not going to get the same quality of protein. We're not going to get the same available iron and nutrients. And we simply do not have the wiggle room to cut back in beef in the diet for a healthy diet in America today.
With 80% of Americans eating meat, McNeil says the advisory committee's draft recommendations to USDA and Health and Human Services are out of touch with taste and wallets. She tells NCBA's Beltway Beef podcast that Americans have already reduced meat intake.
As we've declined our red meat intake, our iron deficiency rates are on the rise. Other nutrients associated with beef are also on the rise. So we're headed in the wrong direction.
McNeil says that if USDA and HHS adopt the recommendations in its final dietary guidelines for Americans, 2025 through 2030, there will be major changes to food programs.
If it's not in the dietary guidelines, it's not going to be on the school lunch program. It's not going to be in the military feeding programs. It also is the key document that informs so much of what health professionals like myself use to recommend healthy diets.
McNeil argues the government should embrace and not discourage a diet that is nutrient dense and rich in protein. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.